3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that is cold.
Oh God.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I am Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy. We are live in the studio. Jared is gone today. He's in DC.
Yeah, I talked. No, he's in New York.
New York, yeah.
WrestleMania.
He was there last night. He said it was one of the coolest things he's ever done.
Well, I'm
bucket list checked for him.
Wow. You know what? I like to think that this is just as this is my doing. Jared having one of the coolest things he's ever done is because I set up a company that allowed him to have unlimited PTO that allowed him to live out his dreams. And
yeah,
for that reason, Jared's living out one of my dreams. And that is that he can do that.
Resume. Yeah. I didn't know you were a big fan.
I'm a big fan because Jared's a big fan.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that's good.
I've tried to get into it a little bit just because I know Jared loves it.
Yeah. You know, it is
like, what you do with your kids too. Like, I don't give a fuck about dinosaurs, but now I'm into dinosaurs because my kids are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you are to Jared. You're his dad.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of the, so Ryan found a TikTok of a must be a patron or just someone who listens to the podcast
day one.
Who this is all the TikTok was it was a two slide TikTok, two photos that swiped from our first episode to our most recent episode, just a screenshot of Ryan photo. And I sitting here, and there was no caption, just tagged us in it.
Mysterious.
With music. But I think what he was saying is look how far you've come.
Or how old you've gotten.
Look now, yes.
Yeah. Fuck, I look good back then.
I'm be honest, Ryan hasn't changed that much.
No, I have. I really haven't.
I really haven't.
The only way you tell is like the hair, and you wear a hat most of the time. Like you got grays now.
I got grays now.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, I definitely look older, but I don't think I don't look at it and go, God, I looked good back then, you know?
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah.
But if I think back to when we did our first episode of the first year of business, to think about that, all of the work and all of that stuff has now led to many people being able to go and do things that makes it one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And honestly, had we not even started, done the first episode, Jared wouldn't be at WrestleMania right now.
Well, if we had never done a podcast, we wouldn't have needed to hire Jared.
Yeah. No. He wouldn't be. He'd be watching WrestleMania on TV. $4.99 pay-per-view.
What do they call that? There's like a whole, not coincidence, but like chain of events. Like
butterfly effect.
Yeah. Yep. Tracking butterfly effects.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, would have been at WrestleMania if you guys didn't do that first Bird Box episode.
Who knows?
If MGK wasn't born, we may have never done episode one because he wouldn't have been in Bird Box. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
a whole. He is like, in that.
Yeah, it's a whole deal. So
if Paul Revere doesn't say the British are coming and we lose the war, Jared might not be at WrestleMania. If a cataclysmic event 12,000 years ago don't happen, there's a whole host of things that may not have happened.
Yeah.
Crazy butterfly effect.
So if the Big Bang Theory doesn't actually happen,
we are not here on episode 271.
Just think of the miracle string of events that had to happen for us to be here and for Jared to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's everything. Wild. Was leading up to Jared at WrestleMania. Yep. Every event in human history. Yeah.
Yep.
And in reality, it was.
Yep.
So good for Jared. He'll be back next week, I think.
Yeah, he will.
Unless he's got another vacation plans and really starts abusing this unlimited PTO policy that we have.
No, he's finally
started using it. He'd be out of PTO, and it's mid-April. He'd be out of PTO already for the entire year had we not had unlimited.
Yeah,
true. He's gone 2-3 days a week.
Yeah, unless we had some sort of carryover policy, because Jared, he'll take a day off here and there.
But yeah, turn and burn it.
Yep.
So anyways, good for Jared.
Yeah,
good for Jared.
Speaking of doing things that are one of the coolest things you've ever done, our first segment today
mm-hmm.
is all about things you would love to have, but will never have. Things you would love to have, but you'll never get, is the first segment. I'll kick it off here, Ryan.
Kick it off.
Thanks for
asking. Are we doing will never get or may never get? Because there is a fine line between the two.
You know, and this one have some gray area.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the may because my first one does not work without the may.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, you know, butterfly effect, there may be something that happens.
Yeah, we could speak this out into existence and then a listener might be able to pull it off for us.
Or I may get into a tragic car accident that alters my brain chemistry that makes me into a human that would allow this.
Yeah.
So you just never know.
Okay.
You never know. So in that vein, something that I would love to have that I will never get is an immaculate garage.
Ah.
I'm talking spick and span. I'm talking finished drywall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking the sealed floor with little specks throw on the ground.
Why is that such a cool look?
I don't know. It is.
What do they call it? Epoxy?
Yeah, floor, a workbench with all the tools that are organized with a pegboard with all the tools mm-hmm. hung on there. A spot for everything. I'll never get it. And part of that is because of the human that I am and my inability to organize and or keep things clean. I'm jealous of the people that have that.
To your benefit, you do know a guy who is organized and keeps things clean. I'm saying you give me one weekend.
Yeah, but Miles has to maintain it after that.
The maintenance part is the thing. Because you know how easy it is? You take out a tool, you bring it into the house for something, then you get distracted by something on the TV, then you got to take a shit, then it's dinner time, and all of a sudden that tool stays on the counter and your wife throws it in the junk drawer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Classic example. Took a tape measure out of the toolbox this last weekend.
Yep.
Day and a half ago, it's still on the kitchen counter. It may just end up in the junk drawer.
It will.
It may go just back and forth. If I happen to open the junk drawer before I go into the garage, it might, you know, key it up to, hey, maybe I should bring that back. It could be 6 months from now.
With tools, there's got to be like some separation of church and state. Like I have my in the house tools and I also have my garage tools. Both sets have all the screwdrivers you need. But there's a certain set of screwdrivers that stay in the junk drawer and some stay in the garage.
Yeah. I'm not that fancy. I only got one set.
I mean, you collect screwdrivers over the years, whether they're gifts or whatever.
True. And to be honest, I had full intentions of being this guy when I built the house.
There's actually someone on Patreon. It's a question I didn't add to the list, but we can throw it on there now. Someone was going to ask for a garage update. Is Ann still on your ass about cleaning the garage?
No, not on my ass. She has given up.
Good for you. She's merged back into her lane. So I think things are all good.
Yeah. Now, once summer hits and we're outside a little bit more and all that, I'm sure she'll get the itch to get me to clean it up. But where I was going with that was I had full intentions of being that guy. And you know this because I put an outlet and a cable hookup up high on the wall in one of the corners because that's where I was going to put the TV.
Ah.
For my little shop nook.
Yeah, you're going to hang out there.
I was going to hang out there. Now, if I was going to do that, I'd have to lay on a pile of hunting clothes and watch TV. And in order to get the TV hung, I'd have to move the lawnmower, a pallet, a bunch of other clothes and junk just to be able to hang the TV.
Sure. Now, would you say that this is your forever home? Probably not.
The way interest rates are going, it might have to be.
Because I was going to say, if it's not your forever home and you know that, I think it's more of a mental like, you're going to be out of here eventually anyway. Well, yeah, you're 10 right. Years
I got to play for the next garage.
Yeah, why get this one all spick and span when you might just have to move everything to the next one?
I'll learn this. I'll take this garage as a learning point.
Mm-hmm.
I need to, where did I go wrong? And fix it for the next house.
Well, I think the next house.
Whether that house is 5, 10, 15 years down the road, who knows? I got a lot of time to learn.
No.
And that's my new spin zone with Ann. Why is all your junk all over the floor? Because I'm learning on what not to do on the next garage.
Knowing you and knowing how your brain works, the best way for you to have this nice, clean garage space that stays organized is to have a second garage.
That's true.
Not attached to your house, an out garage. So all of your shit ends up in the one that's connected to your house because it'll go from your truck to that garage, then live there forever. If you never park in this other garage, it will stay organized.
And I know how you came to that conclusion, because in this new office, I have an office and I have a storage room next to my office where I hide away all my shit. Basically, how I function is I need to have a bed to throw stuff under so the rest of my room looks clean.
For sure.
I'm never going to not have disorganization, but if I can keep the disorganization in one central location away from what everyone sees, then I'm good.
Yeah. No, I 100%
agree. That is a great point, actually.
Like, under the bed or like closed closet doors can do a lot. Mm-hmm. It goes a long way.
Ryan.
Yep.
You know what I wish I could have, but probably never will have?
No.
An IV station set up at my desk, just pumping my veins full of Ice Mountain.
Like a nurse on staff.
And it would be a little, because I probably would still want to drink it, because I really do enjoy the art of drinking Ice Mountain, which is an art form in its own. But also making sure that even while I'm not drinking Ice Mountain, I'm still drinking Ice Mountain is what I wish I could have, but probably will never get.
We could maybe pull a few strings.
It's like a new form of Tube City in the walls. Instead of having the suction thing, it's just a tube that pulls from the wall that I jam into my vein.
Yeah.
And is Ice Mountain straight to the dome.
Yeah. Kind of like a catheter for the rest of your body.
Well, not even remotely close. Well, but I probably will need a catheter for how much Ice Mountain I'll be drinking at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. In one.
I think Ice Mountain needs to come out with some IV bags. I think that's really what it's about.
They could call it IMIVs.
IMVs. Ice Mountain Vs.
I envy this.
What does IV stand for?
Intravenous.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it does.
I'll check.
We'll have to workshop the name a little bit.
Well, I mean, we're just we're ground zero.
IMIV. Ice Mountain IV. Like, how great would that be? The night after a bender?
Intravenous therapy.
I wouldn't even know what a bender is if I had that accessible.
Exactly. You would wake up, you wouldn't even be hungover because you just hook right up to the bag.
No, I wouldn't even have cotton mouth when I woke up.
I actually, you know, in a more realistic world, though, I'd love to slap the bag on a bag of Ice Mountain.
For sure.
Can we get some bagged Ice Mountain?
Can we get bagged Ice Mountain? If Ice Mountain, if you're listening, I would love to do a slap the bag with just a bag of Ice Mountain.
Or then like the party.
I could make one easy. Until we can get the official, we can make one easy.
You know, like from everything I've heard about parenthood is like you don't go out as much and this and that. You can still have a fun party, but instead of drinking wine and getting hungover, you just drink Ice Mountain.
You can also teach your kids to slap the bag. Yeah. It's Ice Mountain.
Yeah, maybe when I'm done drinking all the Ice Mountain, I can fill it with breast milk and my kid can slap the bag on that.
Fuck. Okay. Me slapping the bag.
I suppose
that.
He probably already is slapping the bag. Guess we don't need to put it in a bag.
Slapping the bags.
In a bag. Anyways, that's what I wish I could have. Do you wish you could have that, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, to take it to another level, I think just having like a tap. I mean, we have kegerator here to have a keg.
Tap Ice Mountain would be elite.
I mean, it's always ice cold, but to bring it to a new level and to put it in a keg.
You get an Ice Mountain tap handle too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
We'll work on it.
Or, I mean, accessible. You want to talk accessible? Just Camelback filled with Ice Mountain.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Oh, we have? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we're way ahead of the curve anyway.
So, guys, regardless of how you're going to hydrate yourself, you got to make sure it's Ice Mountain.
Do you guys have like the up top shelf in your closet that's pretty high up?
We do.
Mm-hmm. That thing is a disaster for me. You get home, you have something, you don't know where to hang it or don't know where to put it, just gets yeeted up there.
Yeah. And the more stuff you put up there, whether it's shirts or hats or whatever, it slowly starts leaning towards falling off onto the ground. I'm two shirts away from that entire stack.
I got a duffel bag where the straps are hanging down over the clothes I use, and I will never put it up there accurately.
Nope. So on this podcast, we've talked a lot about you got to keep clothes that you don't fit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, because someday you may get back into them. Well, I now have a whole thing of clothes on that top shelf of my closet that I can't wear anymore because now they're too big.
So
I missed the window. I had a window of like 3 weeks where I could wear these pants that I was holding on to when I was losing weight to where it would have fit perfect. And then I blew past that and now they are rendered useless until I gain weight again.
So here's the question. Do you keep those like you would keep small stuff in preparation for you to gain, or do you get rid of them to force yourself to stay skinny?
I think you get rid of them because you don't want to go that way.
Yeah.
And you can't plan to go that way. Then you're going to go that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why the windshield is 10 times as big as a rearview mirror. We can't be looking in the past.
That's a good one.
Ryan, wow. I didn't know we were going to get a motivation in 10 seconds.
I'm just saying we're past the 2X days. We're on to the X days. That's what's in the closet. That's what's staying in the closet.
Yeah. Very good point. Know? So yeah, that'd be nice to have an immaculate garage.
I know a couple people.
But I also say that my garage just has character.
That is true. It's got charm.
It's got charm. It looks like someone's living there.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Well, I think in your...
literally, it looks like a homeless man or homeless men are living in my garage.
Yeah, squatters.
Yeah.
They're becoming a big thing now these days. Yeah,
I know. It looks like someone's squatting in my garage.
Well,
and it's not just me on the squat rack.
On a plus to that, though, is if squatters do decide to open the back door, it's like, well, shit, someone's already living here. We got to go somewhere else.
Oh, they're deterred.
Some other
squatter's home. Code.
Yeah. This territory's already been marked.
Thou shalt not squat on door. Already squatted on land.
Yeah.
And another spin zone, if someone does happen to squat in there, I'm not even going to know.
Mm-mm. No.
We can hide anywhere.
Stuck by that little back corner, you might not.
Yeah. I can just, no sweat off my back. Yeah. Whether there's squatters out there or no, I don't know.
No squat off my pot.
Yeah.
So many ways to look at it.
One thing that I want that I probably will never get, I'm going, Ryan, is a Vikings Super Bowl. Like I might get it, but we've had some really good teams that couldn't get it done. So what's saying that our best teams yet are going to get it done?
Yeah, I think that the Vikings will win a Super Bowl at some point.
I should add in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's where I was going with that.
Yeah.
It just may not happen because tomorrow isn't promised.
It
right,
isn't.
Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, they call it the present because it's a gift.
Yeah.
And you don't know. You could die in 2 months. You could die in 2 decades. You still may never have a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, martial law could be tomorrow.
Yeah, they can't be playing football during martial law.
No, it wipes out communication.
Yeah. I mean, I might risk giving my location away to catch a game, though. Oof. Tune in on the radio.
What if it was the Super Bowl? What if people were actively looking?
I got a fun situation.
Okay.
Zombie apocalypse. Vikings are in the Super Bowl.
They're continuing to play.
No, listen. Yeah, they're continuing to play. If you go to the Super Bowl, it is guaranteed you will die from a zombie, but the Vikings are playing for a Super Bowl. Do you go to the game?
Can you guarantee they win?
And you can't watch it on TV at home.
How old is he?
52.
Okay.
So kind of right in the middle. You could live for another 30 years, you know.
52, and can you guarantee me a win, or they're just competing in it?
They're just playing in the Super Bowl.
Nah, skip that.
Now I guarantee they can win.
I might go. 52 is pretty old, especially in a zombie apocalypse. Life expectancy is going to be way down.
What about your kids and future grandchildren? Yeah,
by the time I'm 52, they'll be old enough to take care of themselves.
Yeah, by the time I'm 52, they'll understand.
They will. They may
understand.
Besides, at that point, it's zombie apocalypse. I'm just another mouth to feed.
52, you're young as fuck.
Not in the apocalypse, you're not. That's old.
You got time.
Yeah, that is true.
Once you start hitting 60, you're moving a lot slower. You're a hotbed for zombies.
That is true. It depends on how much Call of Duty you played when you were younger,
too. You get past 50, you're on borrowed time during the apocalypse.
Unless you have a go bag and a secret location.
Yeah. God, make sure to bring it with me today. Some weird eclipse shenanigans.
Or ooh, how about this situation? This is more of just this would suck situation for okay. Tyler. You're 78 years old. Zombie apocalypse hits 3 days before the Vikings play for their Super Bowl, and they don't play the game ever because the zombie apocalypse happened. How would that? That would suck.
That would suck. That would suck a lot. It'd be terrible timing.
That would be something.
But here's
what if it happened at halftime?
I was going to say silver lining. It's better than the apocalypse happening during the Super Bowl and I'm there.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucked.
Yeah. What do you do if the Vikings are ahead at halftime? Zombie apocalypse happens and cancel the rest of the game.
I'd be pretty sad.
That would be.
And they're down three. They get the ball at.
They don't ever get the ball at this point.
Yeah. Tough.
That would be tough.
Yeah. I think you're going to get it.
I hope, man.
Vikings fans, I'm talking to you. I'm looking directly at you right now. I know that it can feel like you have been drugged through the mud and your face is beaten in, you're battered and bloody. But I think that with enough time and with enough rolling of the dice, eventually, just like when we at the end of our podcast roll the shake of the day to try and get all of a kind, at some point, according to sheer chance, you have a 1 in 32 chance every single year. At some point, you're going to roll an all of a kind. And you're going to take home the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
It may not be this next year. It may not be 10 years from now. But at some point, the cards are going to fall your way. So just stick in there, Vikings fans. You got this.
See, I definitely used to be a this is our year guy. And I'm trying to reverse the karma by being pretty negative about winning one.
That's always fun.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do my part. Just trying to figure out how I was doing before wasn't working.
It's great to have zero optimism all year round instead of half optimism half of the year.
Correct.
Yeah, that's actually a good philosophy to have for golf too. If you just talk super negatively to yourself, get ahead of it. Then you probably will shoot a great score. Mm-hmm. You know, see how it works.
It's like you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get depressed if you stay depressed.
Peter LaFleur, I don't set goals because if you don't set goals, you can never not reach them and get sad about not reaching them.
There's no disappointment.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I think you're right. It should be reverse psychology. The Vikings should actively try not to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Case Keenum, I think they were trying to do that.
Yeah, Case Keenum didn't give a shit. He's just throwing balls around there and someone would catch him.
That's very true, actually. Maybe I do need to actually take that approach.
Speaking of golf, something I love but will probably never get is tickets to the Masters.
That's a good one.
I watched a TikTok of a guy who won the lottery. Like, because they do a lottery system. He's for 20 or 30 years, he's been putting it in every year and he finally got it.
Hell yeah. Good
so that
for
could
him.
Be you.
June 1st is the deadline. So I got it on calendar already. I got
do you
locked
have to
in.
Pay to get in the lottery?
Nope. No, you just have to pay. If you get picked, then you have to pay for tickets.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing. I mean, Masters Week in the golf world is the biggest week of the entire year.
Yes.
And it's Masters Week right now. Yeah. So that is, I mean, that's a WrestleMania type event for me.
For sure.
As it would be for Jared.
Yep.
Well, I will guarantee that if you win the lottery, I'll give you time off to go.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Right.
And again, the stars will align themselves.
That's one item checked.
Check that off the list. Fuck, that would be sweet. You ever seen the concession prices there?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
This happens every fucking year.
God.
Every year the Masters. Do you know you only gotta pay $1.50 for a hamburger at the Masters?
Pimento sandwich.
Fucking A. I could go for $1.50 pimento cheese.
Oh, yeah. I should see if I can find. I think my grandpa went to a Masters.
I could see your grandpa going.
And I gotta
Masters.
See what the ticket price was to get in.
Probably like
you guys keep talking
$14.
About it.
Well, I think recent like to buy the actual tickets, I don't think is crazy
it's
expensive.
It's like $200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa went to the Masters in 1953.
Whew.
And his 1 day ticket cost him $3.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit.
And the pimento and pimento cheese was still $1.50.
Parking in the program, though, was $2.44.
Arm and a leg.
Federal tax of 49 cents, a state tax of 7 cents. It says right on the ticket.
Do you know who won the Masters?
And my grandpa at the Masters got a signature from Ben Hogan. Damn.
That's cool. That's very cool.
So
we gotta have him on the double bogey show.
I gotta put my name on to get this shadow box of the stuff from him when he dies.
That is sweet. I just read a book by Ben Hogan. Phenomenal guy.
Nice.
His head club maker, same last name as me. Not a common last name either.
Wow.
Spelt the same and everything.
Maybe it's a little bit like a Stanley yelling at situation. Yeah. Maybe it's destiny. Maybe that's why your life sucks so much. You curse. You need to figure out a way to break the Sheely curse. You need to get together with Ben Hogan's grandson. And be his caddy, and that'll break your family curse.
You got to carry him through Amen Corner.
If you give me a ticket to the Masters, then absolutely.
Also, so funny to be like, that's why your life sucks and you're cursed.
Yeah, fuck, I never forwarded that email on back in elementary school. I got 42 years left of bad luck.
There's like a tweet conversation or a text conversation on Twitter that's getting pretty big. It's this dude breaking up with his girlfriend. He's like, I can't believe you left me. I've stayed with you through your grandpa dying, you losing your job, yada, yada, yada. He's like, yeah, you're bad luck. I'm done with you.
Fuck yeah. That is funny.
Yeah, you got to track down Ben Hogan's relatives. Get together with him. He was the maker of his woods.
Yeah. All of his clubs.
You got to whittle a club for his grandson and give it to him. I may break your family curse.
Again, I'll do whatever I got to do. Ticket to the Masters. I love it.
That'd be great, though, if he whittled a fucking club for Ben Hogan's grandson. And all of a sudden, he gets tickets to the Masters. The Vikings win the Super Bowl. My garage is immaculate. It's like we all get the benefits of it.
The curse has spread to us now.
It's the reason why I kept that one piece of wood in my garage for the last 15 years.
It's just all full circle.
Yeah, it was perfect for it.
Like, this club wouldn't be fixed unless I had a very specific 8.5-inch 2x4.
Yeah. Yeah, it might have got into wood making TikTok or something like that. Yeah. Just shit like that happens. So
another thing that I would love to have that I'll never get is matching light bulbs in my house.
What do you mean?
Mm.
So, you know, you got the recess lighting, the like can lights in the ceiling, right? Those are all the same color. But then every lamp, every light fixture on the inside and outside is a little bit different hue of color. And I just don't think there's ever going to be a time where it all aligns.
Can you take the recess lighting?
The incest lighting?
Well, they're not regular light bulbs anymore like they used to.
Oh, okay.
So in a newer home, they're like actual specific LEDs that are like its own thing.
Sure.
So, doesn't matter how hard I try, I'll get light bulbs for our light fixtures above the island in the kitchen. Can't match it up with the other light bulbs in the room.
Does it bug you?
Well, that's not as bad because it's like kind of fine if it's like a little bit different things. It's more so for me, the outside of my house, the recessed can lights by my front door. And the lights that are on the front of my garage door are not the exact same color.
Fuck.
And it pisses me off every night when I drive home.
You're like a lighting color guy too, in terms of like designs and shit like that. Like it's got to be right.
Yeah, it's
got to bug you.
I don't, other people will have to be having this issue.
Yeah, I have this issue. It doesn't bother me. It's the thing. I got two light fixtures in my kitchen. One of them's over like the dining room half of the kitchen. Very different. than the actual kitchen lighting.
You just have all.
Well, it's not so much that. It's more so like it's even hard to match up. Like you got these your pendant lights over like your island mm-hmm. or your dining table. If one of them goes out, it's impossible to find the exact same color as the other light that's in it. So it's like all of a sudden you got a hodgepodge of colors going mm-hmm. on. It just looks
that's dumb. What's in my bathroom right now above my mirror. There's like mm-hmm. three light bulbs that are the exact same. And then the fourth light bulb is just like a little warmer.
It's like, oh, I wish gosh. We could just get a standard. Mm-hmm. It's just all do the same color, please.
Or I wish there was like a little dial on a light bulb where you could control the light. Mm-hmm. The color of the
oh,
light.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a light bulb in my bedside lamp that just, it has two settings, warm and white. So it just, you pull the string twice and it switches to white, and then you pull it again and it switches to warm. So it is an option where you have two different coils in a bulb. But I don't know if you can perfectly match. Still.
I think the answer is I got to just switch to all smart bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones you can hook up to Alexa and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
And how about this for people listening? Alexa, turn on the lights. So hopefully someone in their house has their Alexa. Yeah, I love doing that.
I right
know. We did that in a video one time. The amount of comments, people being like, you just activated my Alexa.
There's that episode of South Park.
Yeah, the dildos.
Yeah, and it added it to my shopping list because I had my Alexa right next to the TV. Really? So I had big black dildos on my Amazon shopping list.
Still ordered them.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they got delivered. Yeah.
Well, it was in his cart and you forgot to take it out.
Yeah,
he had cash back on the credit card, so pretty much free, you know, or save for later.
And I know that this complaint I have about the lights is a very minor thing, but this is a segment about things I'd love to have. And yeah. I would love to have all matching lights.
Yeah. One thing that I'd love to have that'll never happen is to win an argument with Miles. Because even if I present 100% really? Irrefutable proof that I'm correct, Miles will spin it to win the argument.
No.
What's the latest one, Ben?
I don't know, dude. I lost track.
No, it's not. I will concede. I will concede more now than I have in the past.
That's true.
I've grown as a human being. As soon as I turned 30 and learned I was going to become a dad, perspective changes a little bit. It's not worth it to just beat Tyler to a pulp in an argument.
Are you arguing with me right now on this?
No. No, I'm just pointing out to you why you're wrong.
Okay.
I'm not arguing.
I just don't argue anymore. I just agree. Yeah. Disagree.
Yeah.
And yeah, then but then you become a yes man, and then I want to get you out of my cabinet. You know?
To a certain extent, though. I mean, I guess if you're looking for arguments, then sure, okay, you know. Bring it on.
I'm trying to think of the last actual argument we've had.
It's been a while.
It has been.
Sometimes I'm just trying to like save my breath, though. It's like, is this one really worth it?
Yeah.
Probably. A lot of times, probably not. I'll just fucking kick it to the curb.
Yeah. No, windshield's way bigger than the rear view. That's why I can't remember.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm looking forward to the next argument, not the last one.
I don't even think I have arguments. I think I more so just have debates.
Okay.
Argument has a bad connotation. People think that we argue. We more so will just debate a topic.
Yeah.
And sometimes most of the time I'm right. And sometimes you present arguments that I then need to shift the goalposts on.
What
make it work for me.
Think about this. The things that we truly label debates are more arguments. And the things that we are labeling arguments in our lives are more than likely just a debate.
That is a very good point, Tyler.
Mm. So, like the thing
I would agree with you on that. See, I've grown, Ryan. I can agree.
It's got to be logical too. Yeah, if you have a logical mm-hmm. answer to the debate, then he's more likely to.
I hate arguments that I just have a feeling. Or
I know who you're talking about right now.
I just
right
have
now.
A feeling or. I've done some phantom research.
Studies are saying
phantom research will drive me up a fucking wall.
Mm-hmm.
Also, misinterpretation of research will also drive me up a wall.
Yes.
I'm a big proponent of just because there's correlation does not equal causation.
Yeah.
I hate
a little bit more proof behind it.
I hate out of context things as well, like choosing a bit of an interview to prove a point and you exclude all the preamble and the postamble of that quote to make it fit what you're trying to argue is the most, I get infuriated every time.
Well, like, think about if they did a study of like 96% of people love podcasts and they only interviewed people who listen to podcasts, is just not good data at all. That's where it drives me up a wall. It's like, well, interview people who don't listen to podcasts.
Right. Right.
So anyways.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I completely agree.
See what, yeah, nice.
Then everyone's in a good mood, you know?
Huh. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel, I am not, there are certain situations that I'm not super quick on my feet. So a lot of the times I think I avoid it because I just know I'm not going to be quick enough.
I imagine Ryan in an argument, like in the truck ride home, coming up with the perfect response. Oh, yeah.
Dude, in the shower, it's everything.
Isn't that the worst feeling?
It is the worst because I'm like, fuck, that was a good one.
It's like a win a little bit inside because you thought of it, but then it's an immediate L because you didn't get to use it.
Yeah.
I will sometimes anticipate an argument and have things ready to go.
Prep it.
I will prep argument points. Just in case, you got to start doing that. You got to start foreseeing the debates we will have.
It's like, well, he's going to counter with this, so I better have this ready. Well, but if he doesn't, I have to have a different counter ready to go.
I would also like to counter all this in saying, some may look at Ryan as a yes man by not arguing with me, but I just look at him as brilliant because by saying yes, he agrees with me. So that's what makes him brilliant. You know, if he thinks that what I think is the correct thing, then he's brilliant. So really, Ryan, you're just a brilliant guy.
Well, and I'm all about hearing things from a different viewpoint, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes my own isn't always the best. It's not always right.
Unless it's perfectly aligned with mine.
Correct. Correct.
Then it's always right.
Yes.
I got a short,
Yeah, why don't you toss it out there? Let's fucking nibble on it. Let's maybe get some artichoke dip for the table.
Yeah, you argue with me or not. It's just completely subjective. I love HBO Max, but I will probably never get it.
Fuck you.
Because you're on Miles's.
Because I like, pay for it.
I was like, you know.
HBO Max is one of the, in my mind, is one of the best.
Yeah, it's one of the premier.
HBO.
Apple TV is coming on that ass, though.
I don't have Apple TV.
On that ass, yeah. Or is it coming for that ass?
It's coming for that ass. There's a Freudian slip, they call.
Yeah.
It is. It's
Apple, I mean,
it's,
TV is coming on that ass, is what Tyler said.
It pulls out.
It's a phenomenal streaming service. However, I think it's like, what, $11.99, $14.99 a month?
I don't know. I'm on my buddies, too.
Yeah, well, and also at the same time, I don't want to go start new shows all the time because then it'll screw up his algorithm, and I don't want to be like the recently watched is like the last three of them because
he's got to pay attention to what he's just previewing because then it'll show up and it'll be like, what the fuck is Ryan watching?
And just make your own profile. So I'm on my buddies. He just made me a profile because he was tired of me doing that.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily want this to always be top of mind because I may get kicked off.
Are you going to kick him off?
Well, he's saying that, like, he thinks by him settling in and making his own profile, that will trigger me to remind me that I need to kick him off.
So you're worried about getting kicked off of Miles's HBO, yet you just brought it up on a podcast.
I mean, he knows I'm on it.
So then just make your own profile.
You know,
but then it'll maybe make me want to kick him off.
Yeah. Because I had someone in this office was on my Netflix and my recently watched slash like my algorithm was so fucked up.
No, it's actually kind of nice because if something weird is on there that you kind of are interested in, you can blame it on that person.
Yeah, my wife's like, you've been watching a lot of anime lately. I'm like,
that's not
no,
me.
I haven't.
One
it's
thing
not anime, it's hentai. Yeah.
One thing you may have noticed that popped up that was strange, Ryan, on our HBO account was
Let's go.
my This is a recommendation from my parents, by the way.
Oh, you told me about this.
It's a show called Naked Attraction.
You told me about it.
Me and Ann watched 1.5 episodes and we're like, I can't watch this. Because all it is they reveal people from the feet up and everyone is just completely naked. So you get close-up shots of flaccid penises and balls, like absolute muff vaginas, just big on your screen. It's the first time I ever wanted a smaller TV.
So it's
like fucking Playboy back in the 80s.
It's the polar opposite. It's HBO's response to Love is Blind.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Love is not blind.
Yeah.
In this situation.
I wish I was blind watching the show.
Okay. Well, so that means if I go and watch that, it's just going
I won't think anything.
Recommendation from his mom and dad.
Yeah.
You know,
that was the most disturbing part is that my parents watched like a full season of it.
So then you got to sit there and every time you see a penis on the screen, you're like, my mom viewed
this penis with her own eyes, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just not something that I love. So that was another aspect of why I had to turn it off.
Yeah. So I'll never watch it because I'll just be thinking Miles also looked at this dick
and his mom
and Miles's mom.
And yeah,
good time to watch it without glasses or contacts, Tyler.
Yeah,
a little bit blurry.
I'll watch it blurred, so it's like censored. The whole show is just censored for me naturally.
And on top of all this, it'd be maybe a nice full circle moment here. Thank God we started that podcast in 2019 so that I could have enough money to buy my own HBO Max account and Ryan can enjoy it as much as he does.
Yeah, Succession, Game of Thrones. What else? The list goes on.
This is your favorite streaming platform.
There's only two shows he's watched.
Again, you gotta pick and choose. Like when we were watching Succession, new episode would come out. I'd probably watch it before he did. So then I was afraid.
And
that
then
he
it would always start in the middle of the episode and I'd have to rewind back and have to close my eyes so I wouldn't see what happened.
Yeah. That's a clown. I do that too. I hate
you. You guys gotta squash this right now and just make Ryan his own profile.
I want my own profile.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Ryan. We make way too much money to be sharing HBO Max accounts.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
But that's what also keeps us humble.
But we never backed out on this podcast, so Ryan can't get
Now he definitely can't ever get his own HBO Max.
Like let's say I had to set up a new Roku on a new TV, I'd probably text his brother for the password instead of texting him.
So what's actually funny is I don't know if I would give my younger brother the password to my HBO Max. I'd rather give it to you over him. So.
Okay, I'll take that. We don't need him watching Attracted Love or whatever. What is it
Naked
called?
Naked Attraction.
Yeah, I won't remember that by the time I get home. So you don't need to worry.
So if anyone's looking for a flaccid penis, just check out Naked Attraction on HBO. It is a banana show.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, I only hung around for an episode and a half.
Just dove right into it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard to watch. did not make me want to come back for more.
God.
Maybe I just wasn't in the... Never mind. No. Anyways. Is that
Hell
it?
Hell yeah.
Should we take a break?
I'm watching tonight.
Should we take a break?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan.
Yep.
You know what we don't have to argue about?
Enlighten me.
He doesn't know because we argue about everything. But I guarantee you're going to be on board with this argument.
Okay. Like a good guarantee.
And the argument is the best place to go to get Red Bull is Holiday gas stations. And even more so, they got a deal going on.
They do have a deal.
What kind of a deal we got?
Yeah, what kind of deal?
The deal is Red Bull 8.4 ounce mix and match. Buy two of them, you get a third one for free.
Ooh, what flavors are you going for on your mix and match, Ryan?
Probably the coconut blueberry.
That's a good one.
Probably the...
Isn't that only available at holidays, or at least it was at the beginning?
Yeah, it was an exclusive.
Yeah, at some point, it was exclusive.
Yep.
So I imagine they still got that.
Yep. The original sugar-free.
OK,
sugar free.
And then the one in the orange can. It's like a summer series.
Yeah, I don't know what. I can't remember. I think it's maybe pomegranate. It's like a blood red one. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah. That one's good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go with the pomegranate. I'm going to go with the sugar-free and the whatever.
Blueberry.
Same as me?
Same as you, but switch out orange for pomegranate.
Oh, sure. Mm. Yeah.
That actually sounds like a great cocktail.
Hey, Jared's gone. There's three of us.
Do you guys maybe just want to shut this fucking podcast off? freaking podcast down and head on over to Holiday and sit at the counter and just drink an 8.4 ounce Red Bull?
I think I
Okay, so you said this was argument free, but now the argument becomes who has to buy? Who gets the free one?
No, we'll all split it. So we're just getting three for the price of two. So we'll all split the two.
Yeah. So we each have to buy 0.67 of a Red Bull.
Okay.
How about this? How about we get real squarely? Each of us just buy three.
Yeah. Yeah. So then instead of having 8.4, we have
25.2
ounces.
That's a lot of Red Bull.
That's the right amount, I think, for this squad.
Give us wings.
We could get those wings. I would like to go to Holiday and get some wings. And no, I'm not talking about Buffalo Wild Wings. No, I'm talking about wings.
We're talking about the bull's wings, not the bull's horns.
Take the bull by the wings.
Boom.
All right, Tyler, you got some questions for us?
I do. Rhonda Arouse Me asks, is it acceptable to put ketchup on steak? I don't think you need to answer after the look on your face.
No,
it's a dumb question.
It's more so the amount of dumb shit going on in the world. This is on the lowest level of things for us to be worried about.
So I wanted to parlay it into what is acceptable to put on steak. Because we all know the answer to the ketchup on steak is just a hard no.
I just don't think if you do a steak right, you should need any sauce. Correct. With it. Unless it's like a garlic dollop of garlic butter on top.
Mm.
Correct.
And it should be fried in that, really.
Right. It should be, what do they call that? Basking it? Basking. Basking it. Basking it.
Basketball.
Basketball.
I see it. So like a lot of the times I'll get, if I'm at a restaurant, I'll get sauteed mushrooms on my steak.
Mm-hmm. Like how often though? You say all the time. Like once a year. I
didn't say that.
Is this like another Irish coffee situation?
I didn't say all the time at all.
You did say once in a while.
I said once in a while.
Okay. My bad. I thought you said all the time.
So I didn't even say it this time and it got blown out of proportion.
I thought you said blow it out of proportion.
So every once in a while, I'll get sauteed mushrooms on my steak. And that
just like your Irish coffee. Once in a while, you get nice Irish coffee.
Yeah. That never said that I drink it all the time.
Anyways.
And that kind of comes with like a little bit of a gravy sort of thing. And I like that on there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even count that. That's deserved.
It's honestly. It's more the grease, I think, from the mushrooms, but it comes off as like a gravy.
Yeah.
And that's good.
The amount of anger that Ryan can, because Tyler is a pretty even keel guy. Like it takes a lot for him to get really mad, but all it takes is one comment that is not even about what he's saying at all that will throw him over the edge. It will throw Tyler over the edge like Morgan Wallen throws a chair. I mean, that guy will go off the handle if Ryan says something.
People loved they loved the original bit to that, though. So I have to keep bringing it back. No, and I backpedaled. I backpedaled, and you were correct.
But anyways, that's...
So nothing on steak ever.
Like I said, if there's a fancy sauce that's like made by the restaurant, I think that's fine. I think if you're just taking A1 or ketchup out of the bottle, I don't think you really need it.
I'm not an A1 guy.
I think there's a caveat to it. If it's steak from the previous night or the previous couple nights that is reheated, then I think it can. I think it deserves like a 57 or an A1 to go with it.
I think there's a lot of people who say that you should never leave a steak for the next day.
Well, typically I'll make enough steak for three people when it's only me and my wife, and she's got half her steak left. And I, you know, so I got 1.5 steaks left for the next day or whatever.
So
also steak and eggs.
Yeah, I was just going to say the only thing I ever use leftover steak for is steak and eggs.
And it doesn't deserve, it deserves egg yolk at that point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you throw some hot sauce on the steak and eggs, but that's the extent of it.
Or if I, once in a blue moon, it typically never happens. But if I do fuck a steak up, if I just cook it a little bit too long.
Great for tacos.
Great for tacos. Yeah.
Fajitas.
But 57, I'm a 57 guy. If I had to use it, A1 is just, it's just an odd taste.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah. But no, ketchup is just, that's a dumb question.
Yeah. Sorry, Rhonda. Beaver Puncher asks, what's something you do that makes your wife say, I married an idiot? I got a bad one. Or a good one, depending on whoever's judging. I get weird ideas and then I have to do them. Like I saw a TikTok video of somebody that cut a paper towel roll in half. And then it became napkin sized when you pull it off there instead of the full paper towel size. I did that and it just got paper towel dust everywhere. And every time you pull one off, the little fringes of where it was cut sprinkles off. So there's just paper towel residue everywhere in my
kitchen.
You gotta
cauterize it.
Yeah. You gotta have a way sharper knife than what I used.
After I saw that, things came full circle for me actually this afternoon. We have a paper towel roll in the kitchen that can be, you know, you rip it off. Mm-hmm. It can also be ripped the short way to make two of them.
Double perforated.
Correct.
Yeah, that's way smarter than what I did.
Like the Swedish flag.
So now I'm using paper towels left and right, just trying to get through this roll. So my wife.
Well, two rolls.
Two rolls, yes. And
you could use it as ass wipe, though, too, if you ran out.
If you're desperate. You got to be desperate to be sandpaper in your bundle.
And it doesn't, like, paper towel clog toilets pretty easily.
Yeah, not good for it.
Yeah, it's your quicker picker-upper. Yeah. It's not your quicker wiper-upper.
No one does a butthole like Bounty.
Mostly, it's when I say stuff and then forget that someone in the room is maybe sensitive to what I say. You know, you maybe make a dark humor joke and someone in the room just lost a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's like, wow, you're an idiot that you said that in that situation.
That's fair.
I think another time most recently was, and did I say that I pulled a prank? I tried to pull a prank and ended up pulling a prank on myself.
Nope.
So I was golfing on the golf simulator.
Oh, yeah.
And I figured out that you could change the elevation on the simulator. And I, after I was done for the day, I put it at 10,000 feet, thinking that it would be funny that the next person that came in would think they were hitting it way further than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was the next person to golf in the golf simulator.
And you completely forgot you did that?
I completely forgot about it and was like, had the best round, best like range session I've ever had. And I went an entire day. I went home, was feeling great.
How many people did you tell?
Oh, I texted my dad,
called
everything. I called him.
Yeah, share it with somebody.
I was like, dude, I was fucking stroking it a mile today with the driver, like 3:30. And then I got there the next day and I was like, okay, this is weird that this is happening. And then I remembered and I told Dan and she said, you're an idiot. So
pranks got pranked.
Yeah, it's mostly just if I try and pull a prank and it backfires.
Yeah.
It happens to me.
But shoot or shoot also, you know?
That happens with me with shortcuts a lot. Like, oh my God, this is a shortcut and I'll get stuck behind a train and then, which you wouldn't have if you didn't try to take the shortcut.
Yeah.
Like, you're a fucking idiot for doing that.
So it's things that our wife thinks we're idiots for?
Yeah, basically. It's what's something you do that makes your wife say, I'm married an idiot?
I'm just an odd creature to begin with.
It's true.
Like my thing lately is when I say something's crazy, I've been saying it's crazy. And my wife had said something, like just a normal conversation. And I'm like, it's crazy that even happened. And I mean, that right there set her off, which I get it. But, you know, sometimes I just need to let that stuff out. That's like it's pent up adrenaline I have to get out of my body.
What does she think about the noises?
Well, I have to pick and choose my battles because I am only allotted so many noises before she gets really mad. So unless I'm playing with my kid, then it's I think it's free game because I could just say,
found a loophole.
Yeah, found the big loophole. I'm just mimicking him, you know.
And then he's gonna start mimicking you.
Yeah, that's fine though. He's got my genes in him.
Yeah.
Another thing too is
he swallowed your genes. Continue on, bad dad joke.
if I get like a new piece of clothing, like let's just say I get a new shirt. Then every other shirt in my drawer does not exist because I just wear that shirt like 4 or 5 times during the week. And that goes on for about 4 or 5 months. Then the others start to work back in the roto.
I'll do that with a hat.
Yeah. Hats, same thing. I have 50 hats I don't even wear, but at one time I wore it for 3 months straight.
That's right.
So
that's what life's about.
3 months at a time.
Sagandi's nuts. Asks, musket to your balls, 24-hour pontoon ride, or shirt cock it while mowing the lawn?
24 hours. Well,
that's 24 hours or just mowing your lawn, shirt cocking it once.
Well, like, can I get arrested?
It doesn't say. So I would assume yes.
Am I wearing underwear?
No, you're shirt cocking it.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. Well, one, no one's really getting a show unless I bend over. Because I got a rider. So I got a zero turn with the hand pedal, so I could just sit there with my legs crossed.
Hey, your thighs would get a tan, too.
You know how gross that seat will be when I'm done? This
fucking ball suit.
Oh, we would have to peel your ass off of that lawnmower.
No, I'm just going to slip right off. So much swass and swals and swaint.
It's tough for me because I have a really small lawn.
So many swasticles.
If I gotta walk, I probably do the 24-hour. But if I can sit on my mower, I think I'm gonna shirt cock it with the lawn.
Yeah, I have a tiny lawn. I can mow my lawn.
You have a tiny weed.
So that maybe if I just get a really big shirt, I'll
that's
shirt
what I was thinking.
It.
I'm like they're not gonna see much unless I bend over.
Yeah, like a wear my biggest shirt.
Like they may just see the turtle head popping out of the bottom of the shirt. You know,
it is
you
really
could just trench coat it too.
It's really windy in this town as well, so it might blow the shirt.
Yeah,
up.
I'll look like Marilyn Monroe in one photo.
See, I can mow my lawn in like 15 minutes, but you've both been to my house. I have a lot of neighbors.
Yeah, you do.
Do I get to pick what time of day? Because I'm doing it like 2 a.m.
Okay.
It doesn't say.
That's where I was going. I have a light on my mower. I have a push mower, electric. I have a light on the front. I can just do it at night.
Yeah, I'm with you. I might headlamp it. And I only have a push mower too. So I'm for sure standing up in this shirt cocking scenario.
And you could pull the shirt down and kind of like squeeze it in between your kegels. So that is pretty much just your butt that's hanging out.
Yeah, you could just tuck your dick and balls back.
And then just make sure you don't bend over.
Yeah, and then just mow in reverse then. Or so like your back is what's pushing the mower. And
then you just got to do one of those weird walks that your buddies would do in the locker room you ever have a buddy do that? Where he'd tuck his dick and balls behind and then walk through the locker room after his shower.
What's the name of that?
You had to have done that.
No, God, no. No, I had a buddy named Dallas who used to do that.
There's a movie. I think it's Waiting. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They do the goat.
Yeah.
If you get somebody with the goat, you get to punch them a bunch.
Now, if you can kind of like get the other dads on board in the neighborhood, you can kind of make it a thing.
Yeah, instead of free the nipple, we got a free the testicle going
free the
on.
Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could just ice bath before too. It's really shrivel.
Shrink it up.
And then you don't need a huge shirt. You just need a
regular
size.
All are good options. I think especially if I'm just riding.
Oh, riding's easy.
Yeah. They'll just think I'm wearing tan shorts.
And I think
a banana hammock.
If nighttime is on the table, I'm doing the shirt cock and mowing. if nighttime is off the table, I'm doing the 24-hour pontoon ride.
You got to be careful. That's a long boat ride. You got to bring some oranges so you don't get scurvy.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm mowing regardless.
And if I'm alone on this pontoon, it might be a nice break. 24 hours by myself.
I could do 24 hours on a pontoon by myself.
Yeah.
With other people, not a chance.
What if you're drinking?
24 hours straight.
It'd be kind of fun.
Waking up on a pontoon in the middle of the lake might be one of the worst places to wake up with a hangover.
With a hangover, yeah. But I feel like spending a night on the water by yourself, sober, waking up, hearing the birds chirping, maybe toss a line in right when the sun rises. Yeah. That actually sounds kind
of
sick.
24 hours of fishing and cruising.
You throw a little bell on the end of your rod. Just have her toss out overnight.
Just good tunes.
Can they make rattle reels for pontoons?
Lots of John Mellencamp. Yeah. Seems like a John Mellencamp type of afternoon.
Yeah. Noah Kahn, maybe.
Yeah.
That's actually sounds kind of sweet.
If I can go by myself, maybe I'm choosing 24-hour pontoon ride.
Because you can go bullshit with other people. You can pull up to the dock. Well, you got to stay on the pontoon. You can pull up, though, and BS.
You also talk to other people on their pontoons.
Yeah. Wave to them.
Yeah.
I think we spin this to a positive.
Yep. I want to do both. I'm going to do both. I'm going to choose both for the first time ever in a this or that situation. I'd like to try both.
Yeah, there's no bad option here.
I also like how they phrase this musket to your balls instead of gun to your head.
That would hurt.
It would. I got two fun facts for you. First one, very topical, solar eclipse today. The next solar eclipse to go over the United States will be on August 23rd, 2044. And will only be visible in Montana and North Dakota.
What?
So really? We will get it.
We're going to be in totality.
Yep. We'll be the only ones to be able to view any of the eclipse. So I don't know if we're on totality or not.
Damn.
If it's Montana and North Dakota, I would assume it's the western half of the state that might be in totality, but we're not.
But the tourism industry is like starting to boom now.
Yeah.
Because getting prepped for 2020,
I bet you could book an Airbnb for pretty cheap in 20 years, 20 years if you booked it now.
Yeah, I mean, you just pay in advance.
I'm playing for 2044. I'm just buying real estate on the line of totality.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I mean, it's not a great idea, but
yeah, buy dirt, ain't making more of it.
It's true.
Jordan Davis said that.
I mean, we got to start talking about how big of a kick of the nuts it was. Almost everyone was cloudy. There's some I've seen some videos online where it wasn't, but a lot of people, even in the line of totality, that's what we're calling it.
Yep.
Cloudy as hell.
Yeah. I had a guy on Snapchat drove to Illinois from Fargo to see it, to get in totality.
Cloudy.
What a blue
like through
ball.
The night too. So
why would you drive through the night? Even in totality, it's just like night.
I don't know. I'll ask him, though.
That stinks. Yeah, I went out during the peak eclipse here, and you couldn't see shit.
I didn't see you outside. I was out there, 159.
Yeah, I was standing right there. I went on the patio.
Oh, I was on the other side of the building.
Ryan was standing on the north side of the building. He's like, I can't see the sun.
Were you actually?
No, because I went and grabbed his DoorDash. I went to the front door.
Jake and I were right there on the patio.
You know what they say that... A great facility is that you can have lots of people and no one really knows that other people are here.
Yeah.
Should have yelled for you.
I'd have heard you.
Tyler!
It was a little darker, though.
It was.
That was it. Next fun fact. Dolphins deliberately handle puffer fish, causing them to release toxins as a defense mechanism. These toxins can be deadly in high doses, but also have a narcotic effect and are powerful hallucinogenics, which dolphins appear to enjoy. So in essence, dolphins use the puffer fish to get high.
I love that.
Is that why they call it like taking a puff?
Maybe. Puff, puff, pass that fish.
No, I think it's because it's a puff of smoke.
No, I know.
Yeah,
okay.
The puffer fish thing's cooler, though.
Sometimes you gotta reel Ryan in before his idea gets too out there.
Well, I knew that was
the idea. I didn't know if you knew. I mean, they say that dolphins do a lot of behavioral things that humans do.
They're very intelligent.
And act similar. So that makes total sense. Now I wonder why the police aren't throwing dolphins in jail for getting high.
That's a good point. Maybe dolphins spearheaded drug reform.
Could. We could use that as an argument.
Yeah.
Probably a lot easier to get your hands on, like as a human, to get your hands on pufferfish too than it is like methamphetamine.
I don't know.
Or heroin.
Why don't you spend the week trying to get both? And I should say
less sketchy.
Why is a guy in Fargo, North Dakota need a puffer fish though, you know?
Well, I want to explore the
what?
So could humans get a high from puffer fish?
I don't know. I'll look that up though.
Because that's where my head goes is, well, shit, we just unlock a new type of high.
That's what I'm saying. Probably much better high. I've never been high before, but I would assume.
we don't.
Block sodium channels in the nervous system, causing the body and brain to stop communicating. The results are numbness at the extremities, rapid muscle weakening, paralysis, including a respiratory tract in small amounts.
So
kill a human within minutes.
We can't get high out of it, but we can die from it.
So, why can dolphins? Anyways.
Huh.
Why can dolphins handle a small amount, but we can't?
Why can't they get high and we can't?
I mean, that's
maybe they don't have. Maybe they have higher sodium channels.
Tell you what, that's the way to go out, though. Numbness, go up. Numbness starting at the extremities, rapid muscle weakening, and paralysis.
Yeah.
You just fucking melt into the couch, you know? Do a little puffer fish. Why aren't we using that? That'd be the way to go.
Yeah, they should be serving puffer fish at restaurants.
So basically, here's an article that says how the puffer fish gets you high, zombifies you, and kills you.
Jesus.
So maybe you do get high before you die.
How do pandas get high again? Don't they?
I don't know.
There's something. We got to look this up.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's in the bamboo that they're eating or what.
Pandas experience a dopamine bump when they eat bamboo.
Oh, and if you eat enough of it too, I'm sure it's probably like popping an Adderall or something. Yeah,
maybe.
Similar to the happy feeling humans experience when they eat sugar or fatty foods. So if they eat enough bamboo, they'll get basically a sugar rush vibe that we get.
Checks out.
Makes sense. I like it. Well, yeah, those were more interesting facts than fun facts, Tyler.
I thought the stoned dolphins was fun.
Nah, you're right. That one was more fun than the eclipse. The eclipse was just more of a straight fact.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be fun because it affects us personally. Because we're North Dakota.
That is true. That's a good point.
That was the kicker.
But then you did say it was probably Western North Dakota. So I'm still going to have to drive
but
6 hours.
Still state pride and closer than this year's.
Very true. All right. Well, guys, that's another episode of You Betcha Radio Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to ask questions or listen to our extra Patreon episode, go to patreon.com/YouBetchaRadio or search us on the app. That's it, right?
That's it.
Well, guys, may your puffer fish get you high. And may the Vikings someday win a Super Bowl.
Skol.
Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.